Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, blasting out worldwide on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave during the day at 94.75, 9 to midnight Central Time at night, 3210. The internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. We got Paul Joseph Watson from the United Kingdom with his Watson Report. Joining us in about 30 minutes, we're going to take calls and get into the latest war news, as well as what's happening with the economy, gas prices, you name it. And also in this hour, I want to air some clips from a Fox television show, a spinoff of The X-Files, from 3 months before 9/11. The show was produced 6 months before 9/11, called The Lone Gunman. And I put a clip of this in my film, The Masters of Terror. We're going to play some of the lengthy audio clips, some that we haven't gotten to, not too lengthy, a few minutes long a piece, here on the show, where a secret government group is hijacking a jet to fly it into the World Trade Centers to get martial law as a pretext to invade foreign countries to sell weapons. But this isn't the only mainstream media outlet that was throwing this in our face. There were at least 50 news reports where terrorists were planning this. Two books written years before 9/11 by Tom Clancy. All these different federal drills of plans to fly planes into buildings. Official government plans, documents where they said they wanted to do this. PNAC plans that talked about all this. And then Condoleezza Rice says they never heard of such a plan. And now the Whitewash Commission says the answer is giving the government more power, bonuses to those that block the FBI from stopping Al-Qaeda. You know, Bush says he never had any idea, and the FBI dropped the ball. Bush ordered the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. This has been out for, well, since even before 9/11 that he signed W-199I, ordering him to back off Al-Qaeda and to back off the Pakistanis who were arming all these countries with nuclear weapons components. So that's coming up as well. A program note here, in the last few weeks we've talked about Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky, a listener of this show, who taped the C-SPAN broadcast or transmission of Ron Paul giving a speech, a congressman. He also got one of my videos and made a copy, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. He gave that to a state trooper, a trooper Dodd, who then arrested him and said the video was threatening to him. They tried to throw it out of court yesterday. They failed at that. It went to the jury. They wouldn't let Mr. Rushing get any of his information out. But what did happen is the jury found him not guilty. What's scary is that the government would take something like this to trial and attempt to put him in jail for a year for giving two videotapes, one of them stuff off national television, to a state trooper. The state trooper, he got up on the stand, everything, said the video was threatening to him. I mean, this is America, where they think a video about information is a threat to them. It's like the guy in Alabama that got arrested for putting a 3x4 sign in his yard saying our court system's a joke, and the judge told the local paper, we can't allow this type of disrespect to the government. That's illegal. So this shows how whacked out these individuals are, what's happened to their brains, what's happened to this system. But the good news is that time and time again, Justice Anthony Scalia had to apologize about grabbing AP reporters' tapes at a public meeting. He's trying to blame it on the federal marshals, but people are going back in time and showing where Scalia has ordered stuff like this before. So, of course, he's a complete liar, the liberal socialist that he is. So Anthony Scalia's had to back off grabbing the AP reporters. Bottom line, they're trying to claim we don't have any rights. They're trying to claim we don't have a First Amendment. But the citizenry knows we have this God-given right and is standing up against it, so they're having to back off. But what's scary is they're still trying to do this coast to coast every day. I see articles along these similar lines. And that's very scary. They'd like to arrest us for what we have to say. We'll be back.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Now 8 minutes and 25 seconds into the second hour of global transmission, broadcast against tyranny, in defense of liberty. We have Paul Joseph Watson joining us with a huge news blitz of the stuff that's going on, including plans to plant weapons of mass destruction for the election in Iraq. We've already caught this government, I don't know, over 50, 60 times, putting out false news reports of weapons of mass destruction, falsifying reports, creating false reports. So I wouldn't put anything past them. I think that's par for the course. We'll get into also the latest developments in Iraq and the economy. And I want to cover this lone gunman episode where this TV show was talking about a government plan to hijack jets and fly them into buildings, the World Trade Center specifically, to give you the police state. So that's coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Chris in South Carolina. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to commend you on being a very good watchman in these end times. I came across some very, very interesting information, and your video about the Bohemian Grove kind of got me to research a little bit. I'm not plugging the site. I'm not affiliated with it, but it has some very good information in it. Is it okay if I plug a site?
Sure, go ahead.
It's called cuttingedge.org, all one word, cuttingedge.org. If you click on the Freemasonry site, I have a very interesting link that explains much of the history of paganism in and our country's leadership. And just for something that's very interesting, if you go to MapQuest and look up the Washington, D.C. map.
It's a giant pentagram with a big owl sitting on top of a pyramid.
Yes, you've seen it.
Well, they admit that D.C. was laid out in an occultic fashion, just as Paris has been.
Mm-hmm.
It was a French admitted occultic architect. He was an admitted occultist. And on top of it, again, François Mitterrand, right before he died, had a 71-foot gold pyramid with 666 pieces of glass put up in front of the Louvre, and he demanded 666 of the architect, and he put up weird obelisks and torches and 666 all over Paris. But again, 666 is no big deal.
That's just the sixth trump, sixth vial, sixth seal. But of Revelation. But like I said, it's very interesting to me to see that because I've never been taught that. You know,
and most Masons hear this and get angry. Most Masons are low level. They think there's only 33 degrees.
Mm.
There's actually 360 degrees.
Very interesting studying that stuff. But that's all I really wanted to report on, Alex. And I just appreciate you being out there.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks. Look, it's the same thing as intelligence agencies. They're run in a compartmentalized fashion, whereas the low-level FBI agent is busting bank robbers and, you know, going after child pornographers and good things, you know, going after bad people. The FBI agent's doing a good job. But by the time you get up to the mid-levels and then the high levels, they're criminals, people. I mean, they're big-time crooks, and we have the evidence of that. Murder for hire, prostitution, drug dealing, all of it. And you have good people at high levels that do go public sometimes, like Dr. Frederick Whitehurst back in 97, who quit the FBI crime lab, the head of the forensics division, and said, look, this is industrialized frame-ups going on here. Last year, police in the Houston crime lab went public, showing that from the prosecutors to the arresting police to the crime lab, they've been framing thousands of people. Other than the police chief apologizes and nobody gets fired. No criminal charges. Dallas crime lab. They'd throw a bag of chalk in your car, no drugs found, arrest you. The drug lab would certify a cocaine. The prosecutor would move for an indictment with the grand jury. People went to prison. Tulia, Texas, 56 black people, no criminal records, no drugs, no paraphernalia. It's now come out in the news. The governor had to pardon him, by the way. And by the way, he had to be pressured for years to do that after the police admitted they framed him. And it turns out that a local private prison was paying the police bounties on whoever they brought in. It was literally like a slave ship pulling up to Africa and conking black people on the head. Except in Tule, up there in cotton country in the panhandle, they literally just pulled up, threw them in paddy wagons, drove off, 20 to 90 years in prison in the private prison. And they had lots of other roundups. That was just one night where they arrested a whole neighborhood. Old women, old men, young people. It was like that image of Planet of the Apes, where the apes come in, that's the police, and just come in with the nets and are chasing the people through the cornfield, you know, grabbing us, conking us on the head. I mean, it's that same image of, that's what they do. They just pull up, chase us down, throw us in the backs of their trucks, drive off with us. And so that's what we're dealing with. And that's scary, people. All police aren't like this. But more and more, whole departments are becoming criminal. And when that happens, you've got grade-A tyranny, folks, where our own human species feeds on us as a prey animal. But they do it to white people, they do it to black people. You know, in the past decades, it's been focused on poor people. That's why statistically it's more blacks and Hispanics and Asians that this happens to, because they've been the minority group and easier to oppress and their socioeconomic level has been lower. Now in areas where it's predominantly Hispanic or black, we see the police feeding on disadvantaged blacks, whites, and Hispanics. Or where it's a majority Hispanic, we see them feeding on poor Hispanics and poor whites and poor blacks. So, again, it's the face of evil. Let's go ahead and talk now to Kelly Rushing, who was found not guilty. The jury said, no, it's not a terroristic threat to give a police officer a critically acclaimed video exposing corruption or a C-SPAN video. And but the big news here is that they went ahead and took it to trial, didn't dismiss it, and tried to put this man in prison for 365 days and $500 fine. And the jury said not guilty, so they're not completely brainwashed in Kentucky. Kelly, good to have you on the show.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. I want to tell you that the complaints are being prepared on this judge now, because by not dismissing it, he's under judicial review now for judicial misconduct. And I want you to know that that though we had a victory here, in a way it's still a defeat, showing how crazy the local authorities, officials, are thinking that they would put you in jail for giving someone a video.
Yeah, just because you win a battle don't mean the war's over.
Well, I mean, it shows how un-American. I mean, these people don't know their head from a hole in the ground.
No, there's a great deal of, you know, misunderstandings. And
Kelly, I have to be honest with you. When I called you last night to see how it went, you told me you walked over and told the state police moron that Trooper Dobb, you told him, a guy doesn't know what the First Amendment is, you told him, "I'm sorry about the trouble."
No, I said, "Well, I'm sorry that it was a bother to you."
But, I mean, he should have apologized to you.
Yeah,
you
probably
need to sue him now that you've been found not guilty.
Yeah.
Listen, Kelly, that's official oppression. That's official oppression and false arrest. That county, that state owes you at least $500,000. That's the bare minimum judgment. You know, the state police got arrested, not arrested, got convicted for arresting people who were protesting out front the governor's mansion on public streets. They lost three separate lawsuits. Let me tell you get the right lawyer, buddy, you got a big fat win.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
Look, you need to sue him. You need to sue that judge. You need to sue the state. Because they are dangerous to our republic in the capacities they're in.
Oh yeah, you know, and a lot of it has to do with being uninformed.
They tried to put you in jail for a year, buddy. What would that have done to your life, your finances?
Everything? Oh, well, it just...
They came against you viciously,
yeah,
hatefully, just insanely. You need to do a public service and sue them. Are you going to sue them?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Well, if you don't sue them, they're going to keep doing it to other people.
Yeah. Well, you know...
And just as I helped you because you helped our country, you need to help the country now by suing them.
Well, it really isn't...
Look, you're too nice. I talk to your neighbors. I talk to your family. You're too nice, Kelly. You're a nice person, no criminal record, a good American, a good Christian. Okay? And you apologize to him? You need to sue him. He needs to be off the force.
Well, I don't know, Alex. You're trying to find proper balance in some of this stuff, and it's extremely hard. You know,
I don't know what you're going to do if they decide to have some retribution against you. Then you might be wishing you to sue them.
Yeah. Well, I would like to redeem, you know, what money it cost me for a lawyer and everything, and time off from work and what have you.
Well, good.
Sir, I feel I'm entitled to that. I don't feel that I'm entitled to...
You're entitled to $500,000.
Well, that's basically...
You know what that'll do? That'll
money,
ensure,
though, Alex.
Sir, that'll ensure he loses his job. That'll ensure that judge is removed.
Yeah. Well, then that... You know, then it's going to cost more money to do that, and I'm not a rich person.
No, you can get a lawyer to take it for a third.
Yeah.
You want me to give your number out for lawyers?
Well, I don't know, Alex. I'm just going to have to kind of think about it all for a while. I think it's...
Well, I think that's good, Kelly. I think thinking about it's good.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, are you glad that you didn't plea bargain?
Oh yeah, I'm glad. Well, I didn't feel I was guilty of anything really. So why should I plea bargain something that you're not guilty of? You know.
Well, Kelly, God bless you, and I'm glad you stood strong. Anything else?
Well, I'd just like to say that everyone needs to. There's a
Tell you what, stay there. Stay there.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog, or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, back live. Paul Watson coming up. More of your calls as well. A bunch of lone gunman clips. Interesting 9/11 information contained therein. And right now we're talking to Kelly Rushing. Found not guilty of terroristic threats for giving a police officer a video, trying to inform him in a gentlemanly fashion. And Kelly, such a nice guy, he walked over and says, sorry about all the bother, when it was the so-called state police officer that caused the whole problem to begin with. I want to thank all the listeners that called the courthouse there in Lyon County and also called the state police, because a lot of people talked to the state police and they said, oh, he's just young and doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah, it's something else. And Some of them were pretty smart-mouthed, but some of them obviously are good people. And I'd imagine that he's going to get teased quite a bit now, which is a good thing. He needs to be taught. At the bare minimum, he should have apologized to Kelly. If he would have apologized to Kelly, I wouldn't be saying he should get fired. Though he really still should be. But he didn't apologize to Kelly. Kelly did to him, which is pretty nice of Kelly. It's like somebody punches you in the face and you apologize to him. Kelly, your final comments.
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, that most things that happen, I think, between all of us is usually a misunderstanding. And until things can be brought, you know, out forward and people can have enough compassion for each other to bring them out and talk, you know, openly to each other, I don't think that we'll ever be able to stop the New World Order. You know, our forebears knew it quite well, united we stand and divided we fall. And until people realize that we're Americans and what America really means and what it means to be an American.
Well, in Russia, they arrest you for giving a video to a police officer. In America, you don't. And I think Trooper Dobb should move to Russia. Kelly, keep us abreast of the situation as it develops, and God bless you, and I'm glad that we could help you out, and thanks for passing the videos out.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for their support, Alex, and I appreciate, you know, everything that everybody done.
Well,
and you too, Alex. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you, and I also want to thank Mr. Farley over at the Court Watchers Association.
Yeah, him too.
He did a great job, and I think he's going to be filing a judicial complaint on this judge. But God bless you and take care.
Okay, you too, Alex.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to, Ron in New York's up next. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, two things I wanted to discuss with you today. One came up. I was actually perusing today's New York Post. And on page 6 of the New York Post, there's a picture of George W.'s two daughters. They went with him to Fort Hood to give out some medals yesterday. You have to see this photograph if you have any way of pulling that up on the website. They look completely disinterested, and one of them has probably one of the cruelest looks on her face that I've ever seen of any photograph of any member of a First Family since the Kennedy administration. You got to take a look at it, and you'll see what I mean. It's the one in a dungaree jacket with the darker hair. I think it's Barbara Bush, the younger, of course, when I'm talking about the mother, Barbara. It's unbelievable photos. Now, on a page before that, you have on page 5 of the Post four young ladies, approximately in the same age category, all serving in Iraq, and one of them was killed.
Yeah, three sisters.
Yes. Well, there's only three now. There were four, I believe. And one was killed in Iraq. What a difference. Take a look at those two photographs and compare the difference between simple, decent people from the heartland, and you take a look at the picture of GW's two daughters, and you'll see the contrast, and you'll understand what I mean without saying.
Well, I got to tell you, and we had a video camera in the car, but I didn't videotape him because I'm going to leave the president's brood alone. But I was at a 40th birthday for some friends a few years ago, and we were seated right next to them. And, you know, after I got done shaking the federal marshal's hands, who were all fans, I said, who's inside? They said, we can't tell you. I go inside, and it's them. And they were completely drunk, being rude to the waitress, there with two guys who look like, you know, heavy metal Satanists or something. And they were something else. And I just, and my buddy Kevin said, man, let's shoot some video of them drunk. And I said, are you stupid? I said, that would be signing your death warrant. I'm not going to mess with the president's children, but they are pretty hateful creatures.
You take a look at that photograph in today's New York Post on page 6, and it'll speak a thousand words for itself.
Well, anybody that's rude to waitresses, anybody that's rude to, you know, people that, I mean, if somebody's rude to me, I'll be rude to them, but they're just little lords. I mean, that's what they are. And
raised to be precocious brats, as simple as that.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the aggregate, I don't think it's that important.
No, it's not. It's just that I find that ironic, because on page 5 you have one group, and on page 6 another. You'll see.
Hey, what do you think of Kelly Rushing being found not guilty?
Well, I think it was the right decision, but I think he's a little bit too relaxed and apathetic in his response to pursue justice for himself and to establish a pattern so this sort of thing doesn't occur again for the next innocent person down the
road. Amen to that. Amen to that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. We've now gone a little bit over the halfway point, the meridian, here on the broadcast today. I know that we have got loaded phone lines with Sandra and Chris and Rhonda and Chris and many, many others, Charles and others that are patiently holding. And we'll get to your calls before this hour ends, but I want to bring up Paul Joseph Watson, who is normally with us on Mondays, but he's been on with us on Tuesdays as of late. And he's the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com. He's written a book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, available through the websites as well. And I always enjoy his insightful commentary. Our minds are very similar on our view of the global matrix of control. And to give us the news that he thinks is most important is Paul Watson. Paul, before we get to your top stories, though, I want to air these clips off the Lone Gunman. And for those that aren't aware of this, why is this important, and what are they about to hear? Describe this. Set this up for them.
Episode of a, it was an X-Files spin-off, basically. It was made by the same people, and it aired in March of 2001. And the basic premise of the, you know, the storyline throughout the whole series is about a group of individuals who try and expose government corruption. And in this particular pilot episode, the script revolves around them discovering a secret plot called Scenario 12D, which involves the government crashing a plane into the World Trade Center to be blamed on foreign terrorists to enable increased arms sales, empire expansion, and a police state at home. And remember, this is, you know, months before 9/11. This is March 2001.
And it's not just any network doing it. It's Fox, who has the contract to break down the family, to show male figures always in a bad light, to have the, you know, the prostitution shows where the women beg for the man, you know, the most degenerate stuff on the so-called conservative TV network. And we've got this clip, and for historical reasons, we'll air it. I mean, it has a few, a small amount of mild language, but it's historical for the record, so we can't edit it, but it is extremely mild. There's some parts of the show we cannot air because it's not mild. There's several clips that we're going to air, but Paul, this isn't happening in a vacuum. The globalists put out lots of their calling cards. What were some of the other calling cards before 9/11, and why do they do this?
Well, there were several. There were many calendars published in the Middle East which showed airliners coming down in the middle of Manhattan. There were CD covers of albums, not just the one that everyone remembers by The Coup, where it shows the South Tower exploding, but also others which show planes heading towards the World Trade Center. So why they do it is anyone's guess, but from my point of view, it's kind of conditioning the consensus matrix of the population to accept, you know, steel buildings collapsing when it's completely unprecedented. There was some kind of acceptance on 9/11 that this had been coming all along, and you have to ask why people thought that, and it's because they were laying the groundwork for this to happen through these kind of fictional presentations.
And then at the very same time that all of this is happening, Rice says no one in government had ever heard of such a thing. Forget 50-plus mainstream articles, government documents, the White House ordering FBI agents in Illinois and Arizona and Texas not to stop the hijackers' plans. Then it turns out the hijackers are still alive, trained at U.S. military bases, NORAD standing down, public officials being told not to fly, and they still have the nerve, Paul. I mean, you've been watching this commission. What do you make of this commission?
Well, basically, obviously it works on many levels, but the main level that I'm seeing emerging for it is to reinforce the official version of events that this was carried out by 19 Arabs hijackers. You remember we reported that one of the few members to resign from the commission resigned because he said, you know, I cannot foresee how 19 Arabs could have carried out this attack. So we get the release of the presidential briefing a few days ago with the title, you know, Bin Laden determined to attack in the USA. So it's about reinforcing the notion that this was all the work of Bin Laden. So it's a kind of distraction from the real research.
And by the way, to keep you safe, we need to get all your freedoms, John Ashcroft said. Support the Patriot Act. And on top of it, you need to give us a domestic CIA.
Well, that's the point. The argument that this was somehow a failure of intelligence or communication is defeated by the very fact that nobody was fired in its aftermath. And we had people like Ben Vinister, as he mentioned it just a few days ago on the weekend, call for a domestic CIA, basically, to watch Americans.
And then notice he was the supposed liberal bad guy, you know, attacking the panel members when he was throwing them softball questions to give the illusion of impartiality and that this court is somehow real, but then he calls for the domestic CIA.
Well, exactly, and then you've got Philip Zelikow testifying to his own commission because he was involved in the cover-up and also working with Condoleezza Rice in 95 publishing her book. So you've got people, liberals and, you know, conservatives, whitewashing for both administrations.
And then four members of Council on Foreign Relations. Let's play that clip we aired earlier. And for those that just joined us, this is from the Lone Gunman series. And this is where the son is talking to his father, who's a high-level NSA officer. And Byers is surprised by his father as he goes through the house looking for clues to his disappearance. His father is less happy to be found, knowing that Overlord will use his son to find him, confronting his father with his suspicions that Scenario 12D is connected to his disappearance. Byers learns of an impending stage terror action, the bombing, the bombing of a domestic airliner. Then the next clip, they learn that it's to be the World Trade Center at the corner of Liberty and Washington. So here's that first clip aired months before 9/11. Here it is. Go ahead and hit that first one, Stephanie.
Scenario 12D.
Perhaps the computer isn't playing today.
No, it's a war game scenario that has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is that important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
But if some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government, as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart-bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
Okay, that's good.
How are you going to stop them? Why didn't you tell the world this? Go to the press.
Stephanie, that's
good.
You
think I'd still be drawing breath 30 minutes after I made that call? The press? Who's going to run this story? We would. This?
Okay, okay. There you go. And then he starts getting into some discussions of why don't we post it in our newspaper, The Lone Gunman, their conspiracy newspaper, and he says, well, because it's full of space aliens and stuff, and that discredits it. And so we played that clip in full earlier. We just played part of it then. Now, notice that also, and you can download the whole 45-minute long TV show. I mean, it's an hour, but with the commercials out, it's 45 minutes long. You can download the whole thing on the website if you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through to the site that's posted the whole thing. We posted clips before, but they posted the whole thing, and we're trying to cull through it. Now, he finds out about it. The publisher, The Lone Gunman, the son of the top spy, finds out that there's a government scenario to fly the jet in the building, but then his father says, no, it's not just a scenario. Now, Paul, on 9/11, they were running a CIA drill of doing just that, and everybody else in the government thought it was just a drill, and that's what enabled NORAD to stand down. Comment on that.
Well, yeah, that's the case. They, when they first, you know, discovered the plan, they just discovered the basic details of it that it's to do with counterterrorism. So it's dressed up as a kind of drill, which is what happened on 9/11. But as when they crack the deeper details of it, they actually find out that it's, you know, an inside job. Also, I mean, I watched the whole program many months ago. The plane takes off from Boston Logan as well. There are many similarities to the actual event, which are not, you know, in just these short clips that we're playing. But some people have speculated that it was kind of a desperate attempt to blow the whistle on the fact that this was an upcoming, you know, agenda. So that's another perspective on it. So throughout the whole program, though, not just these clips, there are many little things which suggest that somebody on the inside had some knowledge of what was about to take place.
But Condoleezza Rice had said no one had ever imagined this had never been thought of.
Well, Bo Jinker in 95 was about flying planes into buildings. In 93, there was a plan to fly a plane into the Eiffel Tower. Before that, in 91, somebody tried to fly a smaller plane into the White House. So, I mean, even from a perspective of a, you know, a Hollywood production, people had thought of it. So for Condoleezza Rice to lie and say that she hadn't thought of it is, frankly, unbelievable.
All right, let's go ahead and go to the next clip. Are we ready with that? Ah, I thought something was going on. Murphy's Law, about once a month, the computer they play clips off of, has a brain problem, and that just happened. So we'll play that clip a little bit later where they talk about it being the World Trade Center. Now, Paul, there's a bunch of different news items here. What do you think is most important right now?
Well, it's obviously Iraq at the moment. I was on the show last week saying that the neocons were foaming at the mouth and, you know, screaming for Fallujah to be flattened, and that's exactly what took place. We had We've got approaching 1,000 dead Iraqis now and at least 70 dead U.S. troops. We've got hostages being taken left, right and center. Interesting thing with the Japanese hostages, where the stories flip-flop from day to day. One day they're going to be killed, the next they're going to be released, but nothing's happened yet. It's interesting that those Japanese hostages were in Iraq to research the effects of depleted uranium. They were doing a massively sponsored study on that.
And then magically they get captured by guys in black ski masks.
Yeah, so whether they're killed...
And they're the group not being released. Yeah.
So whether they're killed or they go home, you know, that research gets shut down. So who benefits from that? Certainly not the Iraqis. But in a wider context, there's been another report, and this is the benefit of reading Iranian newspapers at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Which we found to be very accurate in the past.
Well, yeah, I always used Iranian newspapers during the war because they hated both Iraqis and the Americans. So the axes to grind cancelled out each other. But the Tehran Times reported last night that these hostilities are being used as a distraction while weapons of mass destruction are being planted in southern and western Iraq. And they're saying that they're being shipped in under the disguise of U.S. aid and Red Cross relief shipments, as well as reports of trucks coming from Saudi Arabia and Jordan. And the Iraqi scientists themselves that have been enlisted to supervise these shipments are under death threats in case they blow the whistle. And this, the source of this is the governor's office in Basra. So we have these weapons.
Now, last time it was the people inside the governing council.
Yeah, and sources close to them. So they're now saying that they're using this these hostilities to divert attention away from the planting and then later discovery of these weapons to be announced, you know, months before the election.
Okay, we'll go back into Iraq and then to some calls here in just a few minutes, folks. Right now, let's go to this next clip, also from a lone gunman, again airing, 6 months or 5 months before 9/11 took place. This is where they're trying to stop the remote control of the plane by the NSA, where they're trying to fly it into the World Trade Center. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Find anything?
The luggage rules clear if this thing can be trusted. What do you do, make it with your erector set?
You're absolutely sure that this is the targeted flight?
This flight was chosen primarily for its visibility. It's scheduled to pass over Manhattan on its way to Boston.
You said they intend to bring us down in the middle of New York City? What if there is no bomb?
Well, how are they going to bring it down?
The same way a dead man can drop a car.
What do you mean, no bomb?
Langley, I need you to hack the aircraft's onboard navigation system. We need to know where we're headed.
Okay, go into headsets.
I'll call the airborne carrier. Make them think we're sending a ground air fax.
That's one twisted Star 69.
Well, just get ready to ride the wave, if you boy.
Just get me on that plane and I'll get you autopilot access.
How are you going to do that?
Airline telemetry systems use processors similar to those found in CB radios.
I'm in. We got ourselves a convoy.
What's your progress?
I've hacked into the flight control system output.
You want that little bit of help?
It's what the brains of the plane...
So, again, that's one of the clips where they're talking about how it's been taken over by remote control. There's not a bomb on board. The plane is the bomb, and it's actually the next clip where they talk about unscheduled flight into the World Trade Center. So we'll get that clip and play that for you as well. The plane is closing rapidly on the WTC North Tower. The pilot struggles vainly to override the remote control signal while Langley struggles to decrypt it. And they go on to plead with one of the other government people to give them the chip so they can break into it and reverse it. And there's a clip here where they talk about it being the World Trade Center. And then the plane narrowly misses and actually scrapes one of the antennas on top of the North Tower. Paul?
Yeah, we know they're talking about remote control because you heard them mention, you know, how can a dead man drive a car? It's because earlier in the episode, they tried to kill this man's father by taking remote control of his car and driving it over a cliff. So they discovered that because they found the remote control device in the car, so that's why they're talking about remote control in this instance.
And then indeed they hack in and again get the plane to not crash into the World Trade Center there in the last few seconds. And then magically, everybody's standing down because they think it's all a government drill, Paul. What happened on 9/11? What does the Associated Press say happened?
Well, it says that there was a drill to, which involved crashing planes into government buildings, including the World Trade Center. And on top of that, talking about how Rice lied about it, there was a Pentagon plan which occurred in 2000, and it was on their own website, which talked about a plane being crashed into the Pentagon itself. So, again, to speculate that she hadn't foreseen it when they were doing drills on it a year before, and not just on the day of 9/11, but a year before with the Pentagon situation, again, it's another piece of, you know, it's another smoking gun.
Now, Paul, we're going to break and come back and take some calls, but later in the next hour, what's some of the other news we're going to go over?
We need to talk about the weapons of mass destruction propaganda, which has been, you know, coming out again in recent weeks. Cameras on school buses, more Big Brother. Cheney selling nukes to China, and many more stories.
All right, that's just some of what's coming up. First, your calls. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, I'm Alex Jones, joined by Paul Joseph Watson. And again, he's the webmaster for my website, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Chris and Rhonda and Charles, your calls are coming up here momentarily. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We will air that clip a little bit later in its entirety as soon as we get the computer that never messes up, but seems to every once in a while, I guess, up and going, the computer we got the clips on. But Look, there's a whole stack of news here. I want to get into Ashcroft and Janet Reno's testimonies and the rest of it. Before we go to these calls and into all this news, Paul, your book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, it just got reviewed by the big Alexandria newspaper, and it got a rave review, and I'm proud to see that. I mean, most big publishers try to get their books reviewed. I think we've now had four newspapers review my book and your book, all favorably, and this is one of the latest. If people get Order Out of Chaos, what will they be getting?
They'll be getting, probably many people have said, the most well-documented book on these subjects ever written, basically, because every page has, well, every chapter has 30 sources saying directly, you know, what I'm saying and where I got it from and what evidence there is to back it up, so people can go and check for themselves. And three chapters on 9/11, which cover the not just the prior knowledge issue, but the attack itself and how it was carried out. And then other chapters on Iraq as the war was starting, all the propaganda going on before it, and Israeli control of Hamas, British intelligence control of IRA terrorism. The whole government terror paradigm is detailed and documented, and it's a 320-page book.
And it's $19.95, but to give one as a gift, the second one, when you buy one, is only $11.95. And there's my book, 9/11 Descent to Tyranny, that's excellent as well. It covers a lot of the same information in Paul's book and some things he doesn't cover. It's 220 pages long. It is it's $12.95. I can't seem to get this right. It's $11.95, excuse me. So definitely want to get my book. I've also made 10 films. Order Out of Chaos is, of course, a book. My book is Descent into Tyranny. But the films are 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and The Masters of Terror. They're both over 2 hours long, cover September 11th and other government-sponsored terror events that are documented. There's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, a lot of other great films we've made. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 films, and you've heard the rave reviews from listeners. So call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get Order Out of Chaos. Get the Descent into Tyranny. Get the videos. Take action. 888. That's 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Illinois. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I'll talk real fast because I have about 5 points to make.
First, you know, this isn't Chris. This is Sandra, right?
No, this is Chris.
Okay, go ahead.
Illinois, yeah. You know, first of all, we've got to pray and repent for our country, as Daniel did. That's first and foremost. But next, I want to tell you that, you know, we've been sending out your tapes, and we got it down to a system of, it's like less than $3. The key is put media mail on the envelope for your, you know, for the tape, for the postage. Everything is less than $3.
Good. Who are you mailing the videos out to that you make copies of?
Well, to, you know, a lot of our friends, business associates. My daughter's an attorney, so she's got business associates and so on, and that's what we're doing. And also, my son's a cop, not in Illinois, but in another state. And I just want to tell you, you know, we also go to the police academy, you know, Citizens Police Academy, to get familiar with our police and so on, and talk to them. Now, most of the suburban cops have not been totally indoctrinated yet, okay?
Hey, I'll tell you what, stay there. Don't hang up, Chris. I want to hear more about this. We'll get to you in about 70 seconds after we go to break, and then we'll get to Rhonda and Charles and others. Paul Watson's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. The third jam-packed hour is coming up. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.